Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I appreciate your business. I sure hope you're saying that to your customers. I hope your employees are saying that to your customers. Thank you for your business. I appreciate your business. All those things. No problem. Please don't say, when you hand folks customers their stuff, don't say, there you go. Say thank you, right, Rick? Okay. Right, Gary?
Yes, absolutely.
Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Gary Surak. Gary's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of If Your Money Talked. He's a financial planner and the author of the upcoming book, The American Dream Revisited, and our good friend Gary Surak. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Good to have you back. So you brought a little bit of a different topic to us today, something we haven't really talked to us about before.
No, that's true.
Engagement. Now we've talked about engagement with other people, but I was a little surprised to hear this is something that you're excited about.
Oh, very much so. So here's what happens, Jim. I'm a part of Strategic Coach in Chicago, Dan Sullivan. I've been doing that for better part of 10 years, and it's entrepreneurs we meet. Well, anyhow,
a roundtable kind of thing, right?
Well, he kind of lectures, then you break out into small groups.
Yeah.
And then he lectures you small group. You have, like, processes you do, and it's the best process person I've ever met. I mean, without question, he's amazing what he comes up with to help simplify my life. And so there's 60 of us in this room, and one of the people in the room has created this program, and they called it the Engagement Multiplier. And it's a survey, an online survey. It takes 5 minutes.
The Engagement Multiplier.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I decided to sign up. I listened to what his pitch was, and I said, you know what, this isn't a bad deal. It didn't cost very much. Let's see what happens. Let's find out how engaged my employees are and how we rate out. And really what the survey is, it's 10 questions or so, about 10 questions. It takes literally less than 5 minutes. And you answer the questions. You fill in whatever questions they ask you. There's some things you can make comments on.
Mm-hmm.
And you push a button, and it's over. And it really values
it. It doesn't
values,
hurt.
Oh, my God. It's painful as hell, Jim. No, that is so not true. I tell people, I said, don't do this if you're a light sleeper, if you don't have thick skin. I said, because you're going to find out stuff you didn't really want
really?
To know.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Blew me away. So anyhow, I get the first survey back, and I read the survey, and it's incredible because for the first time since maybe third grade, I actually flunked something.
Wow.
Because they rate me as the owner. They rate themselves, they rate the managers, they rate everybody, and they pretty much rate how engaged you are and what you're doing. But I literally flunked communication, which I happen to think I'm fairly good at. Blew me away. So
if I'd known that, I wouldn't have invited you back.
Thank you. I feel the same way. Anyway, so here I am. I got like a 60, and I'm saying, holy, what the hell happened?
So now what's an example of a question they would ask you?
Well, how about this one? Well, let me tell you what my employees wrote their comments.
So everybody in your organization took this test?
Yes, everyone took the test.
Okay.
And we had...
Did the employees know you failed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And not only did they know
you couldn't keep that from them then, huh?
Oh, hell no, I told them. I said, listen,
you
guys flunked me. Oh, yeah.
Did all of them pass?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're the only one that failed. That's not good.
Well, let me tell you why, though, because what they did is they were right. So this was a very interesting process, because in reality, Jim, what I did is I realized where I was, what the floor was, and what I had to improve. So in my communication, they were right. I communicate extremely well outside of my office with my clientele, mm-hmm. with the people I do business with.
Right.
Inside my office.
On radio.
I'm okay there. Not so good in my office because I'm thinking and working and doing. So what they came back to me, one person said they didn't have ESP. Another person said they never took mind reading in high school or college. Another one said that they would like to have a conversation with me when I wasn't walking out the door shouting over my shoulder.
Wow.
Another one said it would be nice if they could discuss something when we weren't walking to my car. And I mean, the comments were like cryptic as hell. But when it was over,
it's called out of the mouths of babes.
Oh, absolutely. But they were right. That they were 100%
spot on. And you didn't see this because you it was in your flow of work. It wasn't.
Absolutely. It's just who I was, except I had to change. So yeah. I was really, really realized how much I frustrated
my wife. I can't never let my wife take this test.
Yeah, my wife thought it was hysterical. I showed her, and she just cracked up.
This could be dangerous for me. This could be the end of me if I let my wife take this. All right, so how do people take this test?
First of all, you get it through me, but I'll tell you the story that follows this up because I took this very
seriously.
You're
going to have to do that when we come back after these messages.
All right, perfect.
Give us the website again.
My website is GaryS@SurakFinancial.com.
That's the email. What's the website?
Oh, I'm sorry. My website is, my brain's not working. I'll give it to you when we get back.
All right, after these messages, 22, stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.